When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour here on Tuesday morning. See, can't even keep track of time. Don't depend on me to wake you up every morning. Definitely use an alarm clock. Definitely have a clock nearby. Don't depend on me to be like, oh, I've got the radio on. Or I've got the WBSM app on. Tim will tell me what time it is. No, don't depend on me because I don't ever know. Even though I have not only a computer in front of me that has a time on it, not only do I have a nice digital light-up clock on the wall here that has the time on it, not only do I... Wow, that's 2 minutes fast. It never keeps accurate time. It looks really cool, but according to this clock, it is 8:10 a.m. on Tuesday, August 1st. August 1st isn't even a Tuesday this year. Well, I guess I got to fix that clock at some point. But then there's another clock in front of me right here on the board. So even though I have all these clocks and I could tell you exactly what time it is, I never really know. I say second hour when it's the third hour. So again, don't depend on me. And I've also noticed that at night, I have no idea what time it is anymore either. It's probably that whole summer thing where it's like still light out and you're like, it's still early. It's like 6 o'clock. And then you look and it's 8 o'clock. Last night, it was more like I felt like it was 10:30, and I should probably go to bed. And I looked at my phone and looked at the time, and it was 8 minutes past 8 p.m. I was like, wow, I must be tired. But we have a lot that we have been discussing this morning. We've been talking about the going to the news that you heard from Phil, the story of the mother who has been arraigned now for improper disposal of a body after her infant son was found at his decomposing body found at Fort Tabor last December. It turns out she left him there over a month before, or allegedly left him there over a month before. And the state medical examiner could not determine the manner or cause of death because of how badly decomposed the body was. So now she will face trial. And maybe more answers come from that. But right now, we don't really have much more to offer you except she is the one being held responsible for the child's body being left there. The body that was discovered by a woman and her niece as they were walking. They found a blanket in the bushes and inside that blanket was a plastic bag, and inside that plastic bag was this infant's body. Just horrendous. And there's more, if you are in a situation where you have a child that is unwanted, there are much better options than leaving it in the park wrapped in a blanket. And even if your baby passed away and you are worried about what might happen to you as a result, there are better options than wrapping it in a blanket and leaving it in the park. I've gotta have a feeling that there's something bad here tied in with some sort of mental breakdown. It's the only thing I can think of. But again, I guess we'll have to wait for the trial to find out more about that. We were also talking this morning about the arraignment yesterday of Taunton Mayor Shauna O'Connell, who allegedly got into an argument with her husband on Friday night. That included her striking him with I'm going to assume a lot of people don't have gasket scrapers laying around their house, or if they did, they wouldn't know what it is. But I think it was one of those situations where it was like the nearest thing. It's a tool. You've probably seen them before. It looks like a screwdriver, like a screwdriver handle, but then when it comes down at the end, instead of being a screwdriver end, it's kind of like a flat metal scraper end. And they come in handy not just for, scraping gaskets, but for scraping anything metal, or really anything that has something stuck on it, and you need to kind of have a good handle on getting it off there. I don't clean gaskets, but I have gasket scrapers because they come in handy. And I think this is probably one of those situations where, again, it was the nearest thing. Maybe this whole thing happened in the garage because she jumped on his car as he was trying to leave and all of that. So that might have just been, hey, this is what we have. So she hit him with it, I guess, multiple times because he had multiple injuries on his knuckles. But her husband, Ted, apologized for calling the police, apologized to his wife and the people of Taunton, and said it was a huge mistake. Well, she's still going to have a pretrial conference on September 12th. Charged with one misdemeanor count of assault and battery on a family member and one felony count of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. And they're trying to portray this as, we're married couples fight, married couples argue. This one might have gotten a little bit out of hand, but everything's okay. And that's fine. I hope that is the case, except for the fact that, you are the mayor of the city. The police came when they wanted to speak to you. You didn't want to open the door for them of the bedroom she was sitting in. And when she finally did let them in, she said she didn't know what happened. So I think you're going to lose a lot of points with people when you could have just been forthcoming and said, you know what, we had an argument. I got a little bit worked up. And not every incident, and I know I might catch some flack for saying this, but not every incident of somebody being assaulted is abuse. So sometimes, for example, I don't think she'd mind me saying this, but when I was married, sometimes my wife would get mad at me and she'd walk up to me and pound my chest and shoulders with her fist. She wasn't punching me. She wasn't trying to hurt me. She was just, frustrated and I didn't call the police over that because I wasn't hurt. It wasn't really abuse. And by the way, she wasn't hitting me full strength. She could knock me out if she wanted to. She's a very strong person. But I don't think that, everything amounts to abuse necessarily. Assault? Yeah. But abuse? No. But hitting somebody apparently multiple times with a gasket scraper, a little bit more concerning. So people have questions. They want answers. Your constituents want answers. And putting out a blanket statement that says everything's fine, we just had a fight, is not good enough. But we'll see. We'll see what happens in the trial. 508-996-0500. I did get an app chat message from Not Bad Noak Bluffs who asked if I saw Chronicle on Channel 5 last night with a segment on the South Coast focused on New Bedford, Fairhaven, and Dartmouth. I did not see it. Not Bad says it should repeat early morning on Saturday and Sunday. And usually they put those segments up online as well. I know that they were going to do a segment. I saw one of the local Facebook groups had talked about it, was supposed to be on last night. And I said, oh, when I get home, I'll set the DVR for it and I'll just watch it when I get a chance. And I went home and forgot. I went home, I wrote the story up about the mother being arraigned for leaving her infant's body at Fort Tabor. Then I went and sat in my chair and said, I'm just going to relax for a little bit. Then I'll get up and make dinner. And I zonked out of my chair for a little bit. I should just keep moving until I'm ready to go to bed. Then I won't doze off in the chair. But I was tired. I had a busy weekend. I mean, I guess not too busy, but still busy. And I still found time to watch the entire new season of Cobra Kai on Netflix. Another fantastic season. Also today, in the news, this was reported last night. I saw the Associated Press and CNN both reporting it around the same time. But Kamala Harris has enough delegates to be the nominee. So for all of the predicted intrigue that was going to be coming up here, mini primaries, open convention, all of that, none of that is happening. Everybody, for the most part, seems to be universally, everybody in the Democrat Party, I should say, Democratic Party, seems universally behind Kamala Harris. Record-breaking fundraising for a single day. And I don't know if it's her as the candidate necessarily, or just the fact that everything that's been going on for the last few weeks has kind of settled down, that people are now saying, you know what? I'm more engaged in this election now. They've had a large number of people who stepped forward to volunteer to work on the campaign yesterday. As I said, record-breaking donations. So many signs of support and statements of support. That this, if you are the Republicans, you might say, well, good, I'm glad that that's their candidate because we think Donald Trump can beat her. But if you were the Republicans that were hoping that the disarray in the Republican part and the Democratic Party would be enough to push Republicans over the edge, and not just at the top of the ticket, but across the board, well, that plan has gone out the window. Because all of the infighting and everything else that was going on for the last couple of weeks seems to be receding. And you're going to have a much stronger Democratic Party. You know, again, it's all in what you think about their presidential candidate in Kamala Harris, but still, it's not the divided group that it was a week ago. So at least it'll be a more interesting election. I haven't seen any, and again, I tried not to pay attention too much to the polls, because in this case, you might have, you know, a poll might be skewed by the fact that there's people who don't know enough about Kamala Harris yet, which, you know, she's been the vice president for almost 4 years, but, you know, there's people who don't know enough and may jump on board as they learn more. There's people who may go against her as they learn more. There's also a new energy in the campaign, which can inspire some people. So there's still time to go here before I'd really believe what polls would say, if I was even going to believe what polls say anyway. But I can tell you that I'm just looking at a bunch of polls. You know, the Project 538 site always compiles a lot of different polls. This is something that's done through ABC News. They compile a lot of polls from different places. And so you can kind of see what those are. But what's interesting is they haven't updated their polls since Sunday. Almost all the polls that I see, the latest that they've been updated was, well, there's one that was updated yesterday. And in this one that was updated yesterday, which comes from Morning Consult, they have Donald Trump at 47% and Kamala Harris at 45%. Now, it's important to note that all of these polls that they compile, there's, like two dozen of them from places like SoCal Research, Quinnipiac University, YouGov, Ipsos, Emerson College. All of these polls, for the most part, had Donald Trump leading. Usually by, you know, 4 or 5 points, in some cases as high as 11. One Ipsos poll had them at, and this goes back to July 18th, had them at even, Harris and Trump, if Harris had been in the race. And one YouGov CBS News poll had Biden, I'm sorry, it wasn't that one. It was Echelon Insights had Biden ahead of Trump as of the 21st. I don't think anybody was believing that poll. So it'll be interesting to see when these get updated now, if that momentum has swung at all. And you might say, well, if I go to that site and I don't see them picking Harris in a lot of those polls, well, she still doesn't have a chance. Don't think about it that way yet. It's too early in her campaign to think about it that way. I would say just look and see what the numbers are. And then go back in a couple of days and see what the numbers are again and see if they've moved at all. See if that ground is being made up. Because I can tell you, at least on social media, I'm seeing a huge amount of support. And not just from, you know, people that I follow that are in my own social circles, which, by the way, is not as liberal as you think it would be. A lot of the people in my social circles or my social media circle come from the paranormal world, which is predominantly conservative, surprisingly, for such weird ideas that we have in looking into ghosts and aliens and all that. It's a lot of conservative folks. There's also a lot of folks that I would say are Trump fans and not necessarily conservatives. But I'm still seeing a lot of support for Kamala Harris. So it will be interesting. And it will certainly be more to talk about here on WBSM heading into November than if it had been Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And for everybody that would call and be like, your guy, Joe Biden, he wasn't really my guy. I just am not going to vote for Donald Trump. I wanted the Democrats to have somebody better than him. I wanted them to have somebody better than him in 2020. I'm happy with the job that he's done. Could have done better in some areas. And I would have hoped that you know, if he thought that this was a possibility, he would have stepped down in time, that they could have had more of a discussion instead of an heir apparent type situation. But when people say, oh, that's not a way to vote. You shouldn't vote for somebody just because you don't want the other person to win. Yeah, that's how it works. When you only have so many choices, what am I going to do? And that's exactly how it works. I'm sure there's been elections where you voted for somebody because you didn't like the other person. You've gone in there and looked at a ticket, a ballot, and said, I don't know anything about Tyson Moultrie, but I don't like John Mitchell, so I'm going to vote for Tyson Moultrie. People have done that. You voted for somebody just because you didn't like the other person. It's a perfectly acceptable reason to vote for somebody, no matter what people will tell you. The problem is that the folks who are supporting Donald Trump think that you're just wrong if you don't support Donald Trump. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be right back. Anyway, 'cause I work so hard to make it every day. And welcome back in. We do have a couple calls on hold. Then you can call into it, 508-996-0500. Callers, I'm just going to ask you to hold on because right now I've got to go into the newsroom and turn things over to Phil Devitt.
Kamala Harris's presidential campaign off to a strong start. Delta Airlines needs more time to recover from its computer outage. And AI is getting good at detecting cancer.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Vice President Kamala Harris has enough delegates to receive the official Democratic presidential nomination. On Monday, Harris received a flurry of endorsements and secured over 1,900 delegate endorsements. The news came just hours after Harris held her first on-camera campaign event in Delaware, where she told crowds she was ready to take on Donald Trump.
In those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
Former President Trump, meanwhile, says mistakes were made at the Pennsylvania rally that ended with an attempted assassination. Mark Mayfield with the story.
Monday night, Trump was joined by his VP pick, J.D. Vance, on Fox News, where they discussed the shooting. Both men agreed it was very lucky that Trump wasn't more badly injured and said somebody needs to be held responsible for the slow reaction time from authorities. Trump said he received no warnings there could be a possible shooter and questioned how the suspect was allowed to stay on the roof for so long. He recounted bullets flying overhead and said the Secret Service agents initially thought he'd been shot elsewhere. Trump added that the agents who tackled him on stage that day were very brave. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Top lawmakers on the House Oversight Committee are calling on the head of the Secret Service to resign. Kentucky Republican James Comer and Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin released a rare joint letter calling on Director Kimberly Cheadle to resign for failing to protect Donald Trump from the assassination attempt that ultimately killed one rallygoer and injured two others. The lawmakers said Cheadle failed to provide answers to basic questions during a congressional hearing on Monday. Delta Airlines says it will take another couple of days to recover from a global computer outage on Friday. The airline has canceled more than 4,000 flights since Friday. CEO Ed Bastian said yesterday the company's working hard to get operations back to normal. Older Americans have housing costs, food, and energy on their minds as they make their ballot picks for November. A survey from RetirementLiving.com said seniors' first priority, regardless of party affiliation, is high housing costs. Nearly one in five named that as their biggest concern. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile will need some work after a crash Monday in Illinois. The 23-foot iconic hot dog vehicle lost control on a highway yesterday morning, rolling over onto the side of a Hyundai. No one was injured. And a new study shows artificial intelligence is identifying cancer with more accuracy than doctors. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
Research done by UCLA shows an AI tool identified prostate cancer with 84% accuracy compared to 67% accuracy for cases detected by physicians. The The software, called Unfold AI, is made by Avenda Health in California. It uses an AI algorithm to visualize the likelihood of cancer based on certain data. Experts say that AI could lead to more accurate diagnosis and more targeted treatments. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox lost to the Rockies last night, 9-8 in Denver. The three-game set continues tonight. First pitch at 8:40.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Humidity is back with some patchy fog. Temperature around 70. Chance for showers and thunderstorms this morning. 78 this afternoon with gray skies. A slight chance for showers. The chance for shower activity will increase overnight tonight with temperatures dipping into the upper 60s with patchy fog once again. Tomorrow, showers likely, patchy fog, temperature in the mid 70s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
What you gonna do, brother, when the Trump maniacs run wild on you?
Fresh from his appearance at the Republican National Convention, it's Hulk Hogan, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You know how I knew you're not the real Hulk Hogan, Paul? Because you didn't sneak in a promotion for your real American beer in the first three words of the sentence there.
Very true. You know, it's kind of sad, but it's true, though, because a lot of entertainers don't really voice their opinions because of in politics, because they don't want the people that buy tickets or go see any type of entertainer to feel betrayed because of the way they think or the politics are like that. Like Kroger was saying, he was on the sidelines so long because he wanted to sell tickets, or he's an entertainer, and they have a reputation of like not speaking their mind because they're worried about, you know, a movie or, you know, alienating half of their population of it, you know, audience. And it just hit me that it's so true, because I don't know how you feel about that, but a lot of entertainers just don't say nothing because.
Well. Yeah, I mean, I mean, it kind of goes back to, and it's, you know, the way that I looked at things too for a long time is I didn't put any opinions out there when I was working in the newsroom and, you know, promoting my paranormal stuff. I tried to stay out of that kind of stuff because I go back to the Michael Jordan line. Republicans buy sneakers too. You know, they asked him why he didn't endorse a Democratic candidate. And I don't know if it's true or if it's just urban legend, but he said, you know, Republicans buy sneakers too. Why would he want to alienate part of his audience to support somebody if he didn't see the need to do it? The other side of it, though, Paul, is that when entertainers do support somebody, they get so much flack for it because there's always somebody from the other side that will call them out on it for whatever reason. So, I mean, why get involved in that if you don't need to? It's one thing if somebody comes to you and says to you, I would like your support. It's another thing to just feel the need to speak up and offer your support.
Yeah. But, you know, he did put on a little good show with ripping off his shirt. He had a little bit, it's getting a little hotter for him to rip the shirt off. You get a little older.
Well, maybe they didn't cut that shirt enough for him at the beginning, because that's the secret, how they rip their shirts off. Somebody cuts it with a pair of scissors first.
Right, and put a little nip in it. Right?
Yeah, put a little notch at the top, and then you tear it. Somebody probably forgot to notch that one.
Yeah, he was having a long time taking it off and like ripping it off. It was pretty funny. And don't forget, Tim, today is, I want to remind our listeners, today Ward 1 has a meeting today at 6 o'clock.
Where will that be?
Pulaski School at 6 p.m. The mayor's going to be there as well. And Leo Chiquette is Ward 1 counselor that's going to be running the meeting tonight. So anybody that could attend, please attend, because the mayor's going to be there and have good topics, I guess. And they're able to voice their opinions instead of just calling the radio station and talking to the mayor personally.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you for the info.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
Enjoy everything.
You as well. All right, let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
2 points, Tim. First of all, you were talking about people who go to the polls and cast their votes against somebody else. In the first place, I would never vote for somebody that I don't know about. I want to know about the person before I vote.
But you know how many times that happens in these local elections, though, where people don't know every county commissioner or assessor candidate, and they just pick a name.
They need to do their homework. That's what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
On Kamala Harris, Phil played a cut of Kamala Harris, and of course she went on the attack. I'm not saying whether she was right or wrong, Tim. This is not what this conversation is all about. But I want Kamala Harris to tell me what she plans to do for the people of the United States of America. I don't want to hear about predators and attack, attack, attack. I want her to convince me what she plans to do for the people of this country. That's all I care about.
And she will tell you that? I mean, whether or not you agree with it is a different story, but she will tell you that right now what she's trying to do is garner support, garner endorsements, garner money, campaign donations, and she already knows that Democrats will agree with her platform. What she wants is she wants Democrats to see that she's going to fight this guy that they don't want to win. So she wasn't talking to you there. She was talking to the people that are donating massive amounts of money. She'll talk to you in the coming days, you know, when she reveals what it is that she wants to do.
Tim, the best defense is an offense.
And I think that's what she's doing there.
Well, I would much rather have her tell. She's not going to attract me unless I know what she plans to do for me, for you, for your listeners, for everybody else. She's not going to attract me if she keeps attacking other people.
Well,
whether she's right or wrong.
You're going to be in a campaign here where both sides are going to be attacking the other for the remainder of the time. So,
well, I think people who are in presidential debates, no matter who they are, and I've seen this in the past several years with debates, they have become very immature. They're not the type of debates that I grew up with.
Well, it's gonna keep getting worse before it gets better, I'm afraid.
Well, the only way you're going to get my vote is if you convince me that you're going to help the people of this country, and that's all you need to do.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
And let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, I got to agree with that last caller. The idea that I'm old enough to remember when a president would start his speech by saying, "My fellow Americans," or, you know, say something about being a public servant. And the idea that Donald Trump has gone out of his way to always talk about himself and how he's been personally persecuted because he can't make money on the back of America, that he can't cash in. And I don't know if you noticed, but in the last couple of days, he's been claiming that Biden pulled out as candidate, that Biden has committed fraud. And Donald Trump is committing fraud right in front of our faces because he doesn't have to accept the matching funds, you know, as a federal candidate. He doesn't have to accept matching funds. And as a matter of fact, he went out of his way to never accept the matching funds in previous years because he wanted the secret money. And but the fact that he went out of his way to dog Biden and to force him to resign, and then he's got the gall to claim that because he resigned eventually, that's some sort of a fraud. And so he's committing fraud right in front of our faces because he wants America to pay him to dog the president, to sabotage America. It's just amazing. And watch your wallet. Donald Trump's in town.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. You have a good day.
Sure.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, you can also send app chat messages. We've got a few. Working Fool in Fairhaven says, "I want to see a debate with Trump and Harris." I know that there's been some discussion about whether or not it's actually going to happen, but I think you kind of have to do it. the people are going to want to see it. You kind of have to do it. What I'm disappointed in is now we're not going to get that golf game between Trump and Biden. I really want to see that happen. DSY and Dartmouth says, I think she can beat this loudmouth felon. I think there are a lot of people who do think that she can beat him. I think there are a lot of people who think she has a better chance of beating him than Joe Biden did. I think there are also people who think she doesn't have a chance. So we'll see how it shakes out, and we'll start to see what some of those polling numbers are in the coming days. Jeff in Fall River says, good morning, Tim. Kamala Harris in the past 3.5 years hasn't done a thing for this country at all. She was supposed to be in charge of the border and failed miserably. Other than laughing hysterically every time she has a speech, I don't find anything funny with the way our country currently stands. You know, that bothers me. The fact that so many people are like, oh, she laughs all the time. Ah, she's a laughing hyena. Oh, she laughs all the time. Why does that bother you? First of all, think about what kind of person you are if that bothers you. That somebody has an emotion to show. I mean, I saw Donald Trump smile for the first time in like 8 years during the Republican National Convention. You prefer somebody that just has a dour look on their face all the time? And I know he's shown some glimpses of emotion, but I'm just saying, I don't have any problem with her laughing. You know, it's, you don't stand at the, you know, site of Ground Zero on the anniversary of 9/11 and laugh. But to say, oh, you're laughing when the country's going to hell in a handbasket. You know what? I feel like that's part of the misogyny that I've been talking about, that I talked about yesterday. It's if that's all you've got, and if all you have against this person is, oh, she laughs all the time. Oh, she slept her way to the top. Oh, she had an affair with a married man. If that's all you have, feel like Kamala Harris is in pretty good shape here. Because you've just named three things that are not going to convince people that want to vote for her not to vote for her. And three things that will not keep people who haven't decided who they're voting for voting from her. That's all you've got. Now, you want to talk about how they said that she was going to be in charge of the border and nothing's really changed? That's a fair point. And that's something she's going to have to answer for. But the rest of it, I don't think is going to make a difference. You can keep yelling it all you want. You can keep posting memes on. And I don't mean you particularly, Jeff and Fall River. I'm just talking in general. You can keep posting all the memes you want about it, but you're not changing anybody's mind. All you're doing is getting laugh reactions from the people that already agree with you. If that's what you're looking for, you got it. 508-996-0500. I do see that we have a call on hold. Hang on 1 second, caller. Let me just take this quick break and get it out of the way. We will be right back. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. I really shouldn't have played that song after I just was talking about Kamala Harris's romantic past. Sorry, there was no intention there. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Great job as always. Love your radio station and what it means to the area. But hey, I want to talk about Kamala Harris and her laughing. I agree with you that you know, that bothers people. But I'm going to articulate it a little bit different for you. I think that she laughs and cackles and, you know, she does that because she's nervous and she doesn't have the confidence. And she has trouble controlling her emotions under stressful situations. I think those traits are what people should be looking at. It's not very presidential when she does it. And the reasons that she's doing it are frightening. Now, having said that, you know, the other guy isn't very presidential and has some trouble controlling his emotions as well. And I guess we have to pick between those two. I'm not sure, you know, if she's going to be the candidate or not. I'm not sure how that all happens or if it's, you know, cemented in stone that it's her. But it's not that she's laughing. And, you know, that's a serious issue when the commander-in-chief, the most powerful person probably on the face of the earth,
well, let me,
you know, lacks confidence, can't control her emotions.
Let me qualify this by saying that I understand your assessment, so I'm not trying to argue with your assessment, but I'm just going to point out the fact that, you know, she's a prosecutor, she's a politician, she's been in front of microphones, she's been in front of crowds for a long time. I think whatever lack of confidence you think she might have, I don't see it. I don't know how you can get that far in life in those roles without having confidence in yourself.
Yeah, well, again, I disagree with your assessment, but I appreciate your comments, and, you know, I accept that. That's a good argument for it, but I've seen people who have a problem, they get nervous, and they got a lot of experience evaluating people during stressful situations, and, you know, it's just not very presidential. I'm not saying her opponent is very presidential either, but can you imagine she gets in front of, you know, Putin or some of these high-powered folks around the world and she starts cackling and laughing?
But I can also look at it from the perspective of, I could see if that is an issue, I could see if she does win the election and become the president, that's something that you can easily get under control, as opposed to somebody like Donald Trump, who has shown no desire to control those impulses. So the same things that you're saying that are a problem with him, he'll just continue doing. Maybe she can actually hold back on that.
I hope you're right.
All right. Thank you for the call.
I disagree, but I hope you're right.
That's fine. That's fine. Have a good day. I see some callers built up here. Callers, let me just get the last break out of the way so that we can have that, and then we'll finish things off with you. Before I go into that last break, let me just tell you that I know today is not a day you might be thinking about solar because the sun's not out, but it might be something that you've been contemplating, whether or not you want to go solar. And if you do, if you're concerned about some of the, you know, the ads that you've seen, the stories that you've seen, people knocking on your door and giving you the hard sell, those are the companies you want to avoid. You want to go to a company like Isaacson Solar, a local company that's invested in the South Coast, that live here and work here and are your friends and neighbors. You want to talk with them because they're going to be the ones to give you simple, honest, direct answers to all of your questions, including whether or not your home is right for solar. And if it's not, they'll just say, sorry, I don't think it's a good fit. Here's why. And you can part ways and no hard feelings. But if you are a good fit, they will give you a simple, straightforward, free, no obligation quote, and it's up to you if you want to go forward with it from there. So reach out to them if you're interested about finding out more about solar. IsaacsonSolar.com is the place to go. Let me take this quick break and we'll finish off with your calls. All right, let's finish off with phone calls. We've got two calls on hold. Let's see if we can get through them both. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Well, good morning, my friend. I've been listening for about the last 45 minutes. I had a busier than usual morning. Usually I wake up and the other second person's voice I hear after I listened to the show before your show. Later today, I'm going to listen to the podcast that Brian was talking to his candidate, Libertarian. Mm-hmm. I didn't vote for Hillary. I didn't vote for Donald. I didn't help for Biden. I always either went with the Libertarian if there was somebody else on a ticket, or I did a write-in. And then as far as people talking about the attack personality, explain to me why the good things that they want to do or things they've done to draw me in to believe in instead of just attacking. And when people say, well, that's a wasted vote, well, automatically you're attacking me. You're minimizing my constitutional right. Yep. And you're insulting my constitution and my well-being as far as my ideas. I've been around politics since I was 8 and 9 years old. In school, history and geography was my two favorite subjects. I accelerated. I never, ever brought a book home. I didn't need to. I left them on the shelves. And I always aced it. I always get straight A's. People went to school with me know that. They used to call me Federal Phil.
All right, Phil, I don't mean to rush you through your history but I got another caller I want to get to. So.
Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. I didn't mean to rush you through there, but I just wanted to get somebody else in here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Great. My concern with Kamala Harris is 100% lack of foreign policy. As you can see with that Russia-Ukraine speech, she just went off the rails. It was clear she had no idea what she was talking about. And that's a huge concern, especially when you know you're going to make a speech. You know what I mean? Like, you should want to be prepared, so on and so forth. But you know what even concerns me even more is lack of integrity. What concerns me about Kamala Harris was when she was debating Joe Biden when she was running for president. She made some good points that here's a man that kind of participated and, you know, made her life a little bit tougher with the bus situation, for example. Someone with integrity, when he picked her for VP, would have said absolutely not. And here's why I don't want to do it, because so you know, you go against what I believe in, so on and so forth.
But it also takes integrity to sit down with somebody and have them explain and get to the, you know, the deeper story behind it, which is what they said happened, that they sat down and they had a conversation about it all.
Well, let's talk about behavioral patterns. And, you know, I hate to bring these things up, but it's just like behavioral patterns. How did she get into politics? How did she climb that ladder? You know, she cheated her
way. No, you're making assumptions that she did.
Well, you know, it's kind of there. You could.
It's not there. It's not there. Nobody gets to the position that nobody becomes vice president of the United States because they slept their way to the top.
Why are you so angry?
Because you're so stupid. Because you're bringing up a dumb talking point that has no basis of proof.
Dude, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I'm having a conversation and you're attacking me. This is what I'm talking about. This is the concern with people like you and liberals.
Oh, people like me. Yeah. You know what my concern with people like you is? Is you call in sounding like you're so...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.